I never ran away, but my mom got dresses from Dillard's and JCPenney's, and they came in those really big bags. You know, the really big long bags that dresses came in. And then when she went to throw them away, I kept them under my mattress in case I did ever want to run away. I could put all my stuff in it, and I would be able to have one big bag with all of my stuff. But I didn't.
No, I never officially ran away, but I would go out behind in the woods and behind my house and get pretty well lost.
Oh, it's always just in my backyard where the woods were, but then I would just get upset because none of the animals would play with me like they did Snow White. They would just run away. I'd be in my playhouse, like, trying to get the deer and birds to come over, but if I went down the slide to, like, meet them and be friends, they would just run away.
Are you going to ask the question?
I already did.
No. I'm not good at this. I did think about it. I didn't really ever run away. I occasionally would go hide in the woods, but I was just more like playing in the woods.
No, I didn't. My parents were the shit, and I got everything I always wanted. And besides, I lived sort of on a farm that was 100 acres, and I, you know, of course I'm a kid, and I would do stupid things, like run away, but like I didn't have anywhere to go. Like, where would I go? That'd be dumb. That'd suck. I liked having my bed and my toys.
One time when I was little, I was playing with like my mom's garden tools, and I had her hoe, and I was whacking my sandbox with a hoe, and I broke it in half. And I told her, I was like, I broke the hoe. And she was really upset with me because it was her father's.
And I always like thought about that, you know, because you see in movies and stuff that kids running away, and I just never ran away. And so sometimes I would be like, man, I wonder if I should run away, if every kid has to run away. But I just didn't, because I was a happy kid. I guess I didn't have anywhere to go either. I don't know.
Not as a child.
Only like once, and it was only for like 5 days at my buddy's house down the road. It wasn't anything. It wasn't really like running away. It was more than just kind of escaping for a little bit.
Only once, and I made it as far as Taco Bell before my parents found me. It sucked.
Driving down the road, there's a little bastard. Scoop you up in a net like a rabid dog.
Well, I never ran away for a long period of time. I ran out of the house, and, you know, that's the days when you think you know more than your parents do, you know? I ran out of the house and quickly found out it's not real fun being out there by yourself, you know, without some support and some love.
The closest I got was running across the street with a ladder and getting caught looking in the neighbor's daughter's house windows. And then I ran right back home. I packed my shit. I walked out the door. Mom was crying, so I went back in. Dad started laughing at me because he knew I wasn't going anywhere. And I didn't even know where I was going anyway.
No, I packed the suitcase, though, and I hid it under my bed. I got really mad one day, and I packed my little suitcase that said Grandma's Visit or something like that. Going to Grandma's. I just, like, slammed a bunch of clothes in it and thought about the food that I could take, and then I got bashful and didn't go.
Unsuccessfully. Multiple times I left, but I don't even think I really left the neighborhood. I have a memory of, being under this gazebo at the entrance to my neighborhood and just sitting out there all upset for probably like an hour, and then it was like, oh man, my mom's gonna freak out if I don't go back, and then I went back home. So yeah.
I lived so far from anything that by the time, you know, I would ride my bike pretty far, like into town, but I grew up in the middle of the Ozarks, in the middle of the woods, and it was, you know, a 20-minute drive to Walmart. So running away without my parents' help would have been very difficult. But I would ride my bike into town, which took like a few hours and seemed epic at the time. But that was a brief way to run away. But besides that, I just had to run away in my mind, I guess.
Let's see. I was about 5 years old. I was mad at my mother. I took off. I had my stuff wrapped in a sheet over my shoulder, and off I went. I got about 2 blocks away, felt like I was lost, and went back home as fast as I could.
I was like 17. My girlfriend was cheating on me, drank about a half gallon of whiskey, and some guy was like, you can't rap, and I was like, fuck you, man, and I can't, but at the time I was really pissed off, and so I climbed this fence, this giant, like, 8-foot wooden fence, and tore my shirt going over it, and I walked home all pissed off, and I went to my girlfriend's house, and wrote, like, I guess the people thought it was a suicide note later, but it didn't say anything about that, it was just, like, this crazy rant, and I was so drunk, I kept writing lines over other lines. And I walked like 30 miles, and ended up getting a ride to Southern Missouri, and started my new life there.
I was in like 8th grade, and I was kind of a problem child, is what they would say, as parents would say. And I broke into this lady's house with my friend and stole a bunch of booze and got drunk. And my parents were really pissed, obviously. And then we got in this huge fight. And then I jumped out my second story window trying to like escape punishment and ran away. And then I stayed at my the swim club that I was a part of the swim team at for a really long time, and I just knew how to get in there. And then I just made like a little bed of towels on those little leaning back chairs that you hang out by the pool at, and I stayed there for a night and a half. And then I got picked up by the police because I was sitting at Jack in the Box waiting for it to open at 6 in the morning. And then whenever the cops came by, they were asking me what I was doing there so early, and I had no answers, and I had no ID and no explanation of why I was a 14-year-old kid out in the middle of the night, pretty much, or whatever. And then they took me in, and then I got picked up and brought back to my parents' house in handcuffs and everything. And I got out of trouble, though. Whenever I came back, they were so happy to see me, they started crying. I got out of all the trouble that I was in.
No, I never ran away as a child. I have two running away stories as a child, though. Once, my sister got bad grades when she was like 11 and I was 7. And she, she packed up her Snoopy suitcase and told me, like, I'm running away to Jolene's. And Jolene was right next door. But I was freaked out, so I told my mom. And then my sister got mad at me. But, and then the second time, one time I hid from everybody after school, like on the side of my waterbed, and like the whole block, everybody was looking for me, and I just stayed there till 10 o'clock at night, and everybody was freaking out. And then I came out, and then everybody calmed down, I guess.
Once upon a time, I got out of my bedroom door, snuck out the window, and ran away, and promptly was followed by a police officer, by which I was frightened, and went straight back, found the ladder from the garage, climbed back into my room, pulled the ladder through, and hid it under my bed, and was never found out.